Welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here. Good to have you with us. We've been working through the Lord's Day number one, question and answer number one of the Heidelberg Catechism. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we pause there last time, so we're going to pick it up with this, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins. Once again, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins. So Peter tells us in his first epistle, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. You see, beloved, you truly were bought at a price. And then John also weighs in on this in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 2, verse 2. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sins. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So propitiation means he's our appeasement. In that glorious atonement, we have propitiation and we have expiation. And by the spilling of his blood, he appeased God's wrath and he removed our sin and guilt. Now let's put it all together. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from the power of the devil. Yes, there is more to the catechism formulation, but that will have to wait. But know this, you have been redeemed. So as that redeemed person, walk with the King today and be a blessing.